It rained that night. Hard. The kind of rain that makes all the lines in the streets disappear beneath a sea of streetlights and neon signs. The kind of rain that makes you turn the wipers on to full blast. My phone lit up with a text message from her. I have an extra ticket to the show tonight. Do you want to come? I'd only moved to the city a few months ago, but what I thought started out as her taking pity in me, not having any friends, had turned into a friendship that felt so many years old. I'd love to, I probably replied too quickly, but I didn't care. I'll meet you at your place and we can head over together. Actually, I'm already downtown. Can you come meet me? It would take too long to get home and back down here, and I just want to get in early. She's an avid user of emojis, so a second message came directly after that with the pleading face emoji. A few more peace signs and thumbs up later, we agreed to a plan. I didn't like standing out in the early spring showers longer than I had to, but it meant that we could get up close to the stage if we were some of the first to arrive. I had the cab drop me off right outside the club with its massive glowing marquee. It lit up the whole block at night, making the sidewalks sparkle. I was met with one of her body-enveloping hugs before we ran under the eaves of the club, just in time before the cab drove off, creating a wave of the standing water from the street. Shit, that was close. You would have thought he could have waited before speeding off, she said as she pressed the ticket into my palm. Thank you for coming along with me at the last minute. Are you sure you had nothing else going on tonight? Well, I mean, I did have this really important thing, I replied, just to mess with her. Kidding. I had nothing going on. But even if I did, I would rather be your concert buddy any night. She smiled back, one of her big toothy grins, and pulled my arm towards the front entrance, where we handed the stoic and tattooed security guard our IDs. Go inside, stay to the left, they said. Once we got to the main floor, instead of running up to the front of the barrier like we usually did, she went straight to the bar. Neither of us drove tonight, so we can have a couple drinks, she exclaimed. She was right. Usually one of us would drive in situations like this, so not having to worry about being a designated driver was a welcome surprise. She found us a table with a perfect view of the stage from the bar while I grabbed our drinks, which we finished by the time the opening band took the stage. If you ask me anything about that band now, I'd have nothing to say, because she had all my attention that hour. And it seemed I had all of hers, too. That's the thing about talking when you're in a loud, crowded room. You have to get the smallest amount of space between your faces as you can, or else you can barely hear each other. We were close enough where she could smell the exact liquor I had in my drink, and I could see the individual stage lights reflected in her irises. So close that we instinctively kept grazing each other's forearms and fingers because of where our hands naturally fell on the table. Do you want to go down to the floor now? We probably should if we want to get up close, I asked. You know, I don't really care about getting up to the front tonight. I kind of like the view from back here, she said, with a look in her eyes that seemed to say something different than what was coming out of her lips. Are you sure? We could at least hang out in the back of the crowd and dance. If she were a puppy, her ears would have perked up. You want to dance? Since when? She asked, appropriately puzzled. It was true. I was not the dancing type. Not because I couldn't, but because I never felt comfortable doing it around strangers. However, something about those two drinks and the fact that I was with her put me at ease. Since now, dummy, I said, standing up to take her hand. We ran down the stairs to the main floor and found a spot towards the back, in an area that lights failed to reach, and she dropped her bag against the wall. We danced, we laughed, we screamed the lyrics so loud our voices cracked. Concerts were my happy place, and being there with her only made it sweeter, just knowing that she wanted to bring me instead of anyone else. I was her first choice, and she was mine. She was always my first choice. I looked over to her, singing her soul out, and even in the darkness of the corner we'd chosen, I could see her smiling brightly back at me. Suddenly, she wrapped her arm around my neck and pulled me close so she could say this right into my ear without having to shout. Hey, I like you a lot, she said softly, before kissing my cheek. After that, no more than a breathy, me too, escaped my lips. The blackness of this corner was a blessing. With the music blaring and the lights strobing across the crowd, everyone's attention was on the stage. Not us. Nothing but body heat separated us. My hands on her waist, her hands in my hair, and our lips interlocked. I could taste the vodka on her tongue, and she could with the gin on mine. I'd wondered about what it might be like to kiss her before, but nothing more than a passing thought. She was spontaneous and dirty in a way that made me want to break the rules. "Oh God," I whispered through my teeth as her mouth began to explore my neck. "I want you. Right now." She pushed me against the wall, her hands wandering my stomach and waist while wrapping her leg around mine, locking our bodies together like the clasp on an old locket. I could feel her thrusting her hips slowly into mine, grinding against my thigh. Whatever noises we were making were drowned out by the PA system and the crowd that wasn't more than a couple yards away from us. But I could feel the vibrations of her moaning against my neck. "Fuck," I whined as she moved her hand from my waist under the hem of my skirt. She stopped kissing me for just long enough to look into my eyes and ask, "Are you sure?" I nodded back. "Yes, I want your hands all over me. Please touch me." Without another word, her hand slid down and held herself against me, blocking our lewd acts from the rest of the crowd. For all anyone else knew, we were only making out back there, and there's nothing wrong with that. But only we knew what we were feeling. Her fingers swirled around my clit, while her lips and tongue made sweet circles all along my collarbone. She never stopped grinding her hips against me either, so I knew she was just as needy and eager as I was. Her hand was so soft and warm, and the way she teased my pussy only made me want to touch her more. My breath was hurried and heavy, gasping through barely any words while she moaned against my mouth. "I can't believe, oh fuck, that we're doing this right here. Oh my God. I need to touch you. I need to feel your warmth." Before I could get the last sentence out, she pushed my hands in her underwear where my fingers immediately became slick. I slid my fingers over her clit and she shivered, plunging her fingers deep in me. She had somehow instinctively started fingering me along with the rhythm to the song the band was playing. "Holy shit, I love how you touch me," she said before biting my earlobe to quiet her moans. To meet her energy, I left a few tender kisses and licks on her neck and said softly right into her ear, "Just like that, baby. Fuck yourself on my fingers. I love how wet you are." She whimpered and her breath quickened. That sent a shiver down my spine as she started teasing my nipples over my shirt. They were hard and sensitive from how much I wanted her. I had no idea if others were watching us, but I didn't care. I wanted to make her come right there. And with how much enthusiasm she had moving her fingers in and out of me, she wanted me to come too. "You're so fucking good at that. God damn," I said between sloppy kisses. The kind of desperate wet kisses where you need to come up for air to get a full breath. "If you're not careful, you're going to make me make a mess in my panties. Fuck. Who said that wasn't the idea all along?" she said coyly, her breath fast and shallow. "But I want you to make me come first. God, yes, curl your fingers like that. You're so good." Oh. She pulled our foreheads together as I darted my fingers inside of her, along with the bassline pumping through the speakers, as the song neared its conclusion. Her wetness ran up my fingers and into where my palm was rubbing all over her clit, making her shake so intensely that I thought her knees might buckle. I held her face with my other hand to steady her, and her lips parted, wanting. "Are you gonna come for me? Yeah? You don't want anyone to hear you, do you?" She nodded and held her mouth open for my fingers. "Suck on my fingers. Bite them. Moan on them. Do it for me, baby." Seeing her tongue twirl and twist around my fingers got my mind racing, imagining her tongue on my pussy. But not this time. This time, all I needed were her hands here in this dark club. She was a beautiful, shaking, whimpering mess for me, and she was all mine in this moment. Feeling her insides clench and convulse around my two fingers deep inside her sent me over the edge, and I took my fingers out of her mouth to hold the wall behind me as I came. We sank to the floor, sweating and spent, laughing through kisses. "I'm a mess. Holy shit," I said, catching my breath. The band had a few more songs left of the set. "Well, this was fun. I'm surprised no one caught us," she said, totally unfazed by the entire thing somehow. "I liked this slutty side of you," she giggled. "So, shall we dance?" I helped pull her off the floor, and we danced like dorks for the rest of the night, the people surrounding us not realizing the dirty things we'd just done. It was the sexiest secret I'd ever had, and it was that much sweeter because it was a secret between us. After finishing their main set, the band played a full 5-minute encore, which was nice, but also meant that we got out far later than expected. The cabs were a lot slower to show up at that time of night, so we waited out on the sidewalk, hand in hand. It was still raining. "Do you want to just stay at my place tonight? It's late, and I'd rather not take a cab home by myself," she suggested. "You know what? Yeah, I could go for another round," I replied. She stared back at me with one eyebrow raised, seemingly surprised. "Oh, God. Of drinks! Another round of drinks." I laughed nervously. She couldn't contain her laughter. "Jeez, babe, I was just giving you a hard time." And she came in for a little kiss and spoke softly. "Of course I could go for another round of drinks. And I want to see what we can do when we're not in public, forced to keep our clothes on."